Right, it is Friday the 7th of June, and if you have a child going into grade 1 or grade 8 next year, then you know that today is D-Day for schools to let you know whether you've been accepted or whether your child has been declined a place. And as we referenced earlier in the year, the online admission system pilot program was expanded this year. The aim was to try and assist parents to enroll children early and give schools, you know, plenty of time to sort out their applications and sort out their final lists well in advance of the new school year. And let's get an update from the WCED. Brona Hammond, Head of Communications for the Western Cape Education Department, is with me on the line now. Brona, good morning. Firstly, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. A couple of people asking what went on, why some results appeared to go up on Wednesday, then disappear again. Karin saying, in our case, the schools notified, then took them down again. What went on in that process? Brona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, hi. Sorry, we just lost your sound for a second there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, sorry. Originally, the date was the 7th of June for the results to go up. But we realized that in terms of our capacity to send the SMSs to parents, we decided to send them out on the 5th of June to tell them that it was going up. But some schools hadn't uploaded it, even though we had asked them to upload it by this week. And that was what causes the delay. So I would like to just say to every parent that went onto the system and saw a result, use the result that's on the system right now, today, and that is the result that you've got. So if it said unaccept 2 days ago, that is not the case if you have an accepted version today. And I do apologize for this.
Okay, so sorry, that's a really important point. If you checked on Wednesday, it would be worth checking again today because some of the results might have changed, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Yes, unfortunately, instead of saying that some schools had on some of the systems said not accepted, which obviously caused trauma for some parents, as you can imagine, and where they hadn't even uploaded the actual results yet. And then today the results came out as either accepted or unaccepted. So we have had people come in and tell us that they have had 2 days ago an unaccepted result and now it's changed to accepted. And that is because the schools actually uploaded it last night.
I'm sure the bigger worry would be somebody who got an accepted on Wednesday, thinks they're in and might not know that it's now and not accepted. Is there a possibility that that might have happened?
No, then that means that the school has actually put through their relevant results. And if they have indicated accepted and it's wrong, then we'll have to deal with that on a case-by-case basis. But the fact is that then if that was an administrative error by the school, then they have to accept responsibility for that.
Okay, now I know you had 277,000 odd applications in this online extended pilot. How do you feel about how smoothly or otherwise it's run, Brona?
You know, as we said from the outset, it is a pilot. We were expecting to have some technical issues just to test the system out. And I think overall, you know, in the first day and a few days of the pilot in February, it was a challenge for everyone trying to see where those glitches were and trying to work them out. And we appreciate the patience that parents have had. But I think over the last 2 days, the response that I'm getting from parents, the fact that they can just go online, they can see every school result, they're quite grateful and happy with the system. They can choose their school already, be comfortable with that decision, and, you know, can have a restful weekend. Obviously, on the flip side, there are parents that are going to be disappointed. And we have to remind parents that it's not a decision made by the WCD as in each school. It is an individual decision by each school governing body. And the system is here to help them as well, because now we are telling parents by the 12th of July, they have to choose on the system the school that they prefer to send their child to if they have acceptances, allowing for gaps to open up immediately for those parents that haven't got places at school. So it really is going to make this, those parents that haven't got accepted places, have earlier on in the year that opportunity to be satisfied that they will have a placement in the school.
Okay, so if you got a yes, accept it. If you got more than one yes, accept the one you want and decline the ones you don't want so that those places are released for others. What about those who got all no's, Brona? They can obviously wait for the 12th of July to see what spaces will open up. Is there anything else they should be doing in the interim?
I think for those parents that did get all no's, yes. It's only after the 12th of July that schools will then upload again the next round of the system. That would be the third phase where those of the second round of those that said no, then they will see if their child gets onto that list. But I would, if I was a parent, I would just suggest phoning the school up and just saying, can you please just confirm that I am on the waiting list of that school? But also not to panic just yet. We have many parents that are going, I haven't gone to school, but this is why we've done this process. It's actually to try and clean up the whole system as fast as we can and show that there's people that are not double parked or triple parked or sometimes five times parked in some schools until November, December that year. This makes sure that those kids are all placed by 12 July. So we really are making the system go much smoother early on in the year to allow for those other kids to get the opportunity to get in and then for us to see where we will find problems in which areas and then we can put the resources towards that.
Okay. Brona, just one last question, if I may go completely off topic. We heard about the incident at Sea Point High School and the holdup there. I just wanted to check from a department's perspective what is being done in terms of is any kind of trauma counselling being made available to those kids and the teacher who were affected?
Yes, of course. I think, you know, because I heard you early on, and it's extremely concerning. As any parents or any person of any community, you know, we see our schools as safe havens, and to have this going on during an exam, it's extremely concerning to us. And the worst thing about it is that the school is it's quite secure. So we really need to, as communities, to have our ears and eyes open and to work together on this, because we cannot have learners and teachers being subjected to this kind of trauma and violation. And we really are concerned about it, and we would like to just extend our support to the school as much as we can, obviously, but also to appeal to the communities that this is just not on. We, you know, our schools are places to learn. They're not places to come in and violate. And we want all community members. We saw earlier on this week a community coming together to take charge of a situation where vandals broke into one of our schools, and those people were arrested. And we have to congratulate those people. We don't want to put people under harm's way in doing so, but we want our schools to be assets that are prized and respected, and that our communities realize that it's a no-go zone for anyone that has got not good intentions.
Thanks for that, Brona. I think we have just got one question that's come through as a voice note. If I can just put that to you on the placement issue, admissions issue, and then we must wrap up the interview. I'm aware of time, but just let's quickly take a listen to that voice note.
Pippa, I'd like to know, what is the criteria for choosing a child, especially for high school? I'd really like to know. Does it work on the area, or how do they do that? Because for the longest time, if your child is not academically brilliant, then they just exclude you. Or if they're not athletically brilliant, they will just exclude you. I really need to know what is the criteria, because I don't know, there's just something not right with the system as far as I'm concerned. Thank you. Bye.
Right. Back to Brona Hammond, Head of Communications for the WCED. Brona, the question was, what are the admissions criteria?
Okay, so the South African Schools Act says that school governing bodies can determine their own admission criteria. Obviously, it has to be within the constitution. You know, you cannot discriminate against someone in terms of their religious, race, or creed. So, but because they're in charge of their own admissions criteria, they differ from school to school. So parents do need to realize that at school A down the road, their admissions criteria will be different to school B, because the school governing body has set that admissions criteria. Then there's another component of focus schools. Now, focus schools are your math or your agricultural school, for instance. And so we have schools that are focus schools, and they are allowed to determine, have testing for learners to determine whether they are accepted or not. So that doesn't happen in any other ordinary public school. So, for instance, a primary school, you wouldn't have a focus school, but in many of our high schools, such as Spine Road High or Wandale High School, their focus schools, for example, they get many learners that apply for that school, but they have to undertake an admission test to get into that school. So there is a clear, direct line to academic history. But at the same time, as I said, it differs from school to school. They might take into account if you have had siblings in the past. They might take into account the feeder zone. It all depends on the various admission criteria that that specific school governing body has set for that specific school.
Brona, is that information which a school is obliged to disclose if a parent asks them? How do you make the choice?
Oh, most definitely. So I would just like to say to parents that schools are to provide the reasons why their child has not been accepted. A lot of parents do not like the answer that the school has reached capacity, but I wanted to say to many parents that have applied to schools that are popular, and in any country around the world, you'll have a school that's more popular than the others. And some of our schools are getting 2,000 admissions for only 150 places. So obviously that means that 1,800 or so odd parents are going to be upset because their child has not gained admission to that school. But in realistic terms, that school has reached capacity. So I do understand as a parent that it is a very stressful time right now. And we are really, as a department, we've got all hands on deck to try and get and communicate as well to parents to please make their choices before 12 July so that we can assist you, the ones that are waiting for an answer as soon as possible, so you can just feel a bit more comforted at night that your child is in the school for 2020. It's better than waiting until December of that previous year.
Right, Brona Hammond, thank you so much for your time, Head of Communications with the WCED. I would like to say this, if there's a question that we haven't dealt with in that interview that you need an answer to, I'm very happy to pick up the conversation again next week and invite you to send me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. We'll see what comes in the next couple of days, get a list of questions together, and then perhaps get Brona or one of her colleagues back again to do a follow-up interview on that. Brona, appreciate the time you've made for us today. Just a reminder, right now the deadline is 12 July that you need to keep in mind for confirming your acceptance of places that were offered, or in the case of those who've not received acceptance anywhere, 12 July is when you'll be able to go into that next phase of hopefully securing one of the places that was released by a pupil who didn't take up an offer. So certainly not a conversation that is concluded by any means yet. Again, if you want to send a particular question through for us to pick up next week, the email is pippah@capetalk.co.za.